This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is officially the last day of the Paris climate talks, key word there being officially, because the French foreign minister has already said that the next draft for negotiators to chew over isn't going to be out until tomorrow morning. But we do have a general enough outline of a deal to ask some what happens now questions. Marketplace's Scott Tong is at the sustainability desk in Washington. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
This meeting has been interesting for a whole lot of reasons. One of the things that kind of grabs you, though, is that it's all voluntary, right? What kind of teeth might we expect when the final, document comes out of this thing?
There are no penalties for backsliding, as you say. To the negotiators, they say, yeah, there are a lot of teeth or virtual teeth to this. I'm going to give you two climate vocabulary words to describe this.
Okay.
Each country has brought a pledge to limit emissions. And in the text, at least for now, they'll promise to come back in 5 years with even bigger pledges. And the big word here is ratchet up ambition. Oh. And if you think about it, right, a physical ratchet has actual metal teeth. You can only crank it one way.
Yep, that's right.
And the other word is transparency. Every country is going to show its work one way or the other. And if it's not seen as a team player, it gets named and shamed. But here's what the skeptics would say. You know, good luck keeping to that diet, that carbon diet. You're really not going to eat that fossil fuel donut. It's tempting. It's proven. It's cheap. It's packed with energy. It's commercialized. I mean, history suggests self-interest beats voluntary willpower. That's what a lot of the history and the economics tell us. So in the end, the real test will be emissions levels and how the market reacts to all this.
All right. So you and I spoke the other day about changing the energy diet of this planet. And part of that is new technologies, right? Part of that is wind and solar, and I don't even know what's out there. How much of this is people betting on the come, that in 5 years when they get back together, there's going to be some whiz-bang new thing, or maybe some better version of what we have now?
And we are in the middle of that when it comes to energy right now, Kai. I mean, down the road, the bet absolutely is there will be more and better tools to make clean energy, to deliver it, to store it, to scale it. I spoke to Ethan Zindler at Bloomberg New Energy Finance today, and he says, to look at the future, just look at the past.
If you look at the promises that were made coming into this negotiation, those were far more ambitious than countries were willing to make 5 years ago. And the reason why they can do that is because the costs have come down over those 5 years. It is much cheaper to promise to go to a zero carbon energy sector, for instance, now.
Now, here's the uncertainty, though, Kai.
Yeah.
We're not great at predicting technology. We've seen these trends, but let's say oil and gas stay super cheap as they are today. It gets harder for renewables to compete in that environment. And if you're an investor in, say, a big wind farm, you'll want a return of 20-25% every year. So that'll be the reality check.
All right, so slightly different topic. You remember Copenhagen, six whatever it was years ago, right? Famously, Obama goes over there, heads get knocked together, there's, oh my goodness, we're going to get a deal. And then fundamentally nothing happens out of the last big UN climate conference. What happens if nothing happens out of this big UN climate conference? Then what?
I keep asking that question and I keep getting, it's not going to happen this year. This
talk
weekend, they do have to work out who pays. What's the goal? How are they going to show their work? When are they going to bring back the band for the next round of pledges?
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, they can still be stuck on Sunday night and come back in a year and still call it the same meeting. You know, the 21st conference of the parties. They could still do that. That would be under-delivering.
Right.
And the last time talks under-delivered, you mentioned Copenhagen in 2009, you could say it set things back by 6 years or so.
Right.
Because back then, the plan was to get all the big emitters on board together. And here we are back again, talking about that same thing, building a foundation and going from there.
Scott Tong at the somewhat depressing sustainability desk. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.